We're in Simin Shin Aleph, the halachas of carrying, the halachas of what Chazal asked to wear or carry as a gzera unto the Yisra of Otsa on Shabbos. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, we'll be doing Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Dover ha'osui l'tachshit u'lishtamesh bo. Something that has dual usage, it is both decorative as well as useful. Kagon, mafteches nol shel kesef kemin tachshit. Such as a decorative key made of silver. Osir, it is osir to wear that. Sharo omer shlatzara tashmish motzi. Because the onlooker will say that the reason you're wearing it is not for jewelry, but you're actually wearing it for the sake of having a key. V'yesh matir mimushal kesef. Whereas there are those who are matir if it is made of silver. Now remember, this is talking about even according to the dais that there is no iser of a man wearing jewelry. The matirim hold that since it's not the derech to make a key of silver, wearing a silver key, everyone understands that you're wearing it as a tachshit. Although the Ramad doesn't write it here, in the Darkei Moshe he writes that it is the minig Ashkenaz lahokel. Umikol makom also lotzeis betik shel botei enayim shekorim brilin, says the Ramad. But that is only with regard to a key, not with regard to a case for glasses. The issue at hand was they used to have hanging from the neck a case that they would keep their glasses in. That case was perhaps made of silver. Af al pisha tiku shel kesef. Why is it aser? Da habote inayim ba'atzmam hei masui. Because you can't carry the glasses in there. Carrying the glasses is in itself not considered a beged, it's considered a masui. This is not decorative. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, and what's with the glasses? What's with the glasses? Are you allowed to wear glasses on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, because they may fall and then you'll carry them. Now, the poskim say that lamaisa, though that was referring to the old specs that sat on your nose, they didn't have the earpieces, they were constantly falling off. And as a result of it, like people would get sick and tired of putting it back on, and they would just ultimately carry it. The poskim, therefore, are matir today wearing glasses, because our glasses don't fall off. But a second thing is, the poskim say that this only refers to glasses that people wear all the time. Glasses that people do remove, for example, to put on sunglasses. So the poskim don't like that, because what if it gets cloudy, you remove the sunglasses. So there's a chash that you may carry them. Similarly, reading glasses. You can't walk in the street wearing your reading glasses. But what we're talking about is dafka, someone who is nearsighted. He's wearing his glasses because he wears them all the time. For someone like him, the poskim say there is no gzera. A similar case to that of the glasses, where we say that the case, even if it's decorative, will not count as jewelry. The case would be a case of someone who's carrying a knife in a holster. the idea there being that it is bottled to the knife, and the knife itself you have no business carrying, so that it would be usher. Very much like the glasses case, where we say even if it's decorative, it is bottled to the glasses, which are usher. V'mamafteach shel nechoshes u'barzel. What happens if you have a key that is made of copper or metal or iron? Afilu mechuber v'kavua b'chagura, even if it is attached to a belt, osir, it is osir. V'yesh shekosvu shenoga mezeh lahatir, and there are those who are mekel. So what is this? L'maisa, the poskim say like this. The poskim say that if you just take a belt and you hang a key from it, and the key is not made of silver, then that's osir. What is mutter? If you make the belt in a way that the key is necessary to it's useful. It actually makes the belt work. For example, in place of the pin that holds the belt in place in the hole of the belt, you use a key. That would be mutter. But it's got to be that the key is necessary to keep the belt up. Whereas just simply to hang a key from the belt, that would be usser. What if it's hanging from the belt and it's made of silver, so there are matirim? They say that would be considered jewelry. Here, the Mishnah Berurah goes into the issue of a watch. So before going any further, one has to recognize that although, I mean, he sort of mentions it casually, a watch in those days was not a wristwatch. A watch in those days was a pocket watch. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it is usur to walk around with a pocket watch, which is attached to clothing. Right? It used to get attached to say a buttonhole in a vest. So that is not considered a derech malbush, and it's usur. Furthermore, he says, even if it's hanging on a chain, it's clear that the ikur of it is for use and not for decoration. What is his proof? His proof is because when it stops working, you don't wear it. From that Mishnah Berurah, one would say that what if, for example, you have a gold watch hanging from a gold chain and it is so nice that someone would wear it even if it would stop? So that would be mutter, because that is clearly jewelry. What we're talking about is only the case of a watch that is functional. You just hang it from your neck so that you should have it there. And there he says that it's asa. How about a wristwatch? So there's a shaila in the poskim. There are those who taina that unless it really is something that is a gold watch that is so beautiful, you would wear it even if the watch would stop, that it is asa. It's not considered a tachshit. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igris claims that since the watch is worn, it's worn the way clothing are worn, and it's worn for the sake of serving you, he says it's considered a malbush, it's considered a beged. He says that a bal nefesh should be machmer and not wear it where there's no erev as a gzeira ought to wear a pocket watch. But he considers that a chumra. So although many of the poskim say that a watch would have to be a tachshit in order to be mutter, Rav Moshe holds that be'etzem it's a beged, and that's why you're allowed to wear it. It is nohug that in a place that one doesn't carry, that people don't wear watches either. For Moshe, that's a chumra of bal nefesh. For others, it's ikar ad-din. Once again, if you're dealing with a watch that is so beautiful, so classy, that a person wears it, even if it's not working, that is clearly a tachshit, and that's going to be a mutter. Sif Yud Beis, lo yetze hachayit b'machat atchuva lo bevigdo. The tailor is not to walk out carrying the needle that's stuck into his clothing. V'lo nager, also not a carpenter, b'kisim sheba ozno, with his little piece, this sliver of wood in his ear. V'lo sorek b'meshichas shebet savoro, and the same thing, one who deals in wool and such strings with this elastic band that he wears from his neck. V'myotza potter, whereas if he went out carrying it, he is potter. What is all of this? These were things that the derech was to wear as an advertisement. Meaning, regular people did not go sticking splinters in their ear. They didn't wear this big rubber band. Well, it wasn't rubber, but an elastic band of clothing. They didn't wear it around their necks, and they didn't stick pins into their needles into their clothing. It was only these professionals as a sign of their profession. In those days, they didn't have T-shirts with the name of the company printed on it. So what they did is they wore that as a way of advertising that is their profession. So the halacha is that it is usher to wear l'chatchila, but if you do, you are potter, because ein derech otzah b'kach, it is not normal for regular people to walk out like that. They're only walking out as advertisement. If you really wanted to transport a needle, you don't do that by sticking it into your clothing. As a result of it, it is potter aval usher. We don't consider it a tachshit, we consider it a masui, but this is not a normal way of carrying it. Mishnah Berurah brings that the beer agroh, the groy in the beer holds that you're actually chayiv midoraisa. He goes with the Rishonim who hold that you're chayiv. So getting back to what we learned in the previous sif with regard to keys, if you wear a jeweled key as a pin, that's going to be mutter if it's clear to everybody that if you only wanted to carry the key and didn't want it as a tachshit, you would never have had the key gilded or jeweled. But simply taking a regular key and pinning it to yourself, that would be usur to do, because it's not nikur, and it looks to people, even if you consider it a decoration, looks to people like you're only carrying it for its use. Now, getting back to the jeweled one, it would have to be that you're really wearing it as a decoration too. True, the reason you chose this decoration is so that you'll be able to get in and out of your house. But your motivation must be as you're wearing it as jewelry. Whereas if it's just a joke, you're looking for a heter, really what you're doing is you're carrying your key, that would be usur. And that's why there's maris ayin to it in having other people see.